Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, this Shabbos, again, we have the opportunity to read from a double parsha, the parshiot of Acharei Mot and Kiddushim. Now, the parsha of Kiddushim contains over 50 mitzvot, dealing with all different situations. Some mitzvot, which are Ben Adam Makom, regarding man's relationship with God. Some are Ben Adam L'Chaviro, between man's relationship with his fellow man. The Torah and parsha Kiddushim, Perek Yutep Pasuk Yud Zayin, tells us, this is one of the mitzvot, Ben Adam L'Chaviro, Lo Tisnad Achicha Bilvav, that you should not despise your fellow in your heart. We can't have feelings of hatred to other Jewish people. Now that seems pretty straightforward. It seems like a mitzvah which is easy for us to understand. But in the Sefer Panim Yafot, which was written by Rav Pinchas Horowitz, the Baal HaAfla, he notes that the formulation here is interesting because we know that the word lev means heart. And your heart should be libecha, your heart. But that's not what the Pasuk tells us. The Pasuk tells us, lo tisnad achicha bilvavecha, in your, the way we would translate it is really hearts. You should not hate, you should not despise your fellow in your hearts. Now he notes that we have found a model like this elsewhere. So for example, if you look in the Mishnah Masechet Brachot, this is in Perek Tet Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah says, V'yavtar Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. Quotes Pasuk that we're familiar with, Pasuk that we say in the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema, that we have an obligation to love Hashem our God b'chol levavcha with all of our heart, b'chol nafshecha with all of our soul, v'chol me'odecha, and even with our possessions. Let's go with that for now. Says the Mishnah, b'chol levavcha. What does it mean b'chol levavcha? Again, you could have said b'chol with all of your heart, but it doesn't say that. It says b'chol levavacha, which is an interesting construct. Says the Mishnah, b'shnei yitzrecha. You have to love Hashem with both of your inclinations, meaning b'yetzer tov u'v'yetzer ra, both with your inclination to do good as well as your inclination to do bad. That is the requirement to love Hashem, and it's so all-encompassing that it involves both of our inclinations, the inclination to do good as well as the inclination to do bad. Now, loving Hashem with the inclination to do good, that seems pretty straightforward. That's easy for us to understand, right? The feelings that I have of connection to Hashem, the motivation that I have to perform mitzvot, to daven and to learn and to do acts of chesed, I take that feeling, I take that motivation and I use that, I channel that to love Hashem. Very straightforward. What does it mean to love Hashem with my yetzer hara, my inclination to do bad? How does that work? So there are different commentaries, different ways to approach this idea. Some, for example, say, well, think about your base urges and desires and harness those in your service of Hashem. So for example, we all have a desire to eat. So I shouldn't just eat to fulfill my hunger pains. I shouldn't just eat because something tastes good or because I enjoy the experience. Rather, I eat so that I can fuel myself in the service of Hashem. I know that I can only perform Torah mitzvot if I have the necessary fuel. That's why I'm eating, not just because it tastes good. It could also taste good, but that shouldn't be the primary motivation when I eat. Or let's say the desire that I have to sleep. So I shouldn't sleep all day and all night. Rather, I should sleep enough so that I could properly serve Hashem. That's one way to understand taking this yetzer ra, right, this inclination to give in to these base urges, but to use that and harness it properly. That's one way to approach it. Others suggest that no, it's my desire, that I'm very passionate about the food, that I'm very excited about my meals. I should take that same excitement, that same passion, and channel that toward Torah, mitzvot, chesed, so on and so forth. Again, there are many different approaches to this Mishnah. It's not necessarily the focus for right now, but says the Sefer Panim Yafot, again, here we have this idea of levavecha, of your hearts. So he suggest maybe we could take the limud from that Mishnah and apply it to our mitzvah of lo tisnad achicha bilvavecha. I'm not allowed to hate. I'm not allowed to despise my fellow in my heart, says the Panim Yafot. V'hainu lo tisnad achicha bilvavecha, dehainu b'shnei yitzrecha. You're not allowed to hate your friend in your heart. What does that mean? B'shnei yitzrecha. With either of your inclinations, whether it's the yetzer tov, the inclination to do good, or it's the yetzer hara, the inclination to bad, either way, you are not allowed to hate your friend. Now, let's take a step back. Again, we can understand what it means. Don't hate your friend due to your yetzer hara. If you have an evil inclination, you can't use that as a reason, as impetus to hate your friend. That makes total sense to us, right? How could we possibly justify feeling feelings of animosity or of disdain, of hatred, lo alinu, because of our own flaws, because of our own arrogance, our own envy, our own pettiness, our own selfishness, our own jealousy, right? We understand why that would be completely unacceptable, and why the Torah would tell us you cannot possibly look down on another person, hate another person because of those things. But comes along the Panim Yafot and tells us that no, even with your Yetzer Tov, even with your good inclination, Shelo Yomar Shemitzvah Lisanoto, Afilu Mitzad Yetzer Tov. You shouldn't say no. I have to hate this person because of my good inclination. Meaning what? That very often, we hold ourselves to a certain standard, and we want to hold other people to that standard as well. And we'll often claim that when we have feelings of hostility toward other people, it's specifically because of our moral or our religious sensitivities that have been offended, that this person has not lived up to what I believe the proper standard is. And we claim that our feelings of disdain, our feelings of hatred, of animosity toward someone else is because we observe them engaging in conduct or doing things which are rightfully unacceptable. I see them violating a Torah prohibition. So I say, oh, I hate that person because I love Hashem. And I know that Hashem wants me to act in this way. So therefore, I hate that person. It's motivated by good. It's motivated by my connection to Hashem. It's motivated by the high standard that I want to set for the other person. So we convince ourselves, I can feel, you know, these negative feelings towards someone else because of this goodness, because of my connection to Torah mitzvot, because of my connection to Hashem. Says the Panim Yafot that no, that's exactly what the Torah is coming to teach us. That of course you can't hate your friend, Belibecha, with your Yetzer Hara, because of your own flaws, because of your own pettiness and jealousy. Of course, that would be unacceptable. But the Torah tells us, Lo tistan achicha bilvavecha, with both of your hearts, even if it's motivated by the Yetzer HaTov, that you decided that this is how a Jewish person is supposed to act or behave, or even just looking in the Torah, it's very clear that they're in violation of this mitzvah, or they're in violation of that avira, whatever the case may be, even if it's motivated by that, you may not feel feelings of hatred or disdain toward them for that. And if you think about it for just a moment, that type of hatred, the hatred which is quote-unquote motivated by our Yetzer Tov, is almost a more dangerous form of hatred, because when we hate someone because of our own pettiness and our own jealousy, because of our own flaws, we know deep down, we recognize in our hearts that, you know, ultimately it's because of us, because, you know, we're not necessarily living up to our own standard, and we're jealous of a person, or we're being petty for whatever reason. We know that what we're doing is wrong. But when this anger, when this animosity, when this hatred is born out of our Yetzer HaTov, out of our quote-unquote altruism, out of our genuine disdain, out of, you know, pointing to this Gemara and that Halacha and the Shulchan Aruch and saying that you have fallen short, so there we don't always put ourselves in check. We don't recognize that it's coming from that place. We think that it's coming from a really, really good place, and ultimately that can be very, very dangerous. The Panim Yafot is reminding us of this incredibly important truth, that we don't ever feel those types of feelings of hatred or animosity toward Jewish people. There are various halachot, you might point out to me, where the Torah says, or the various halachot, the various sources say that no, you should hate a person who's in violation of this. Okay, fine. You know what? It's possible that you do end up there in a halachic way. It's very difficult to get to that specific point. And it's only after you go through a bunch of different steps. You have to give the person tochacha, you have to give the person rebuke in the proper way, which we don't necessarily know how to do nowadays, which isn't necessarily going to be advantageous. So I'm not saying that you should do that. But in order to get to that point which halacha justifies that hatred, you have to go through many, many different checkpoints. And very often, none of us reach those specific points. So it's pretty safe to say that hatred due to our Yetzer Tov, right, that we think that someone has fallen short in their obligations toward Hashem or to the Jewish people, it's never going to be appropriate. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Lo tisnad achicha bilvavecha, with both of your hearts, certainly if it comes from your Yetzer Hara, but even if it comes from your Yetzer Tov, you should not feel these feelings of disdain or hatred toward other people. We know that we find ourselves right now bein Pesach le'atzeret, between Pesach and Shavuot. The Gemara Masechet Yevamot Daf Samach Bet Amud Bet tells us, Amru 12,000 zugim talmidim hayu le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs, 12,000 chavrusas of students, migivat Anan Tifras, all throughout the land of Israel, v'kulan mitu b'perech echad b'bnei shelo nagu kavod zelezeh. And they all died. They all died in one specific period because they did not accord kavod zelezeh. That they weren't kind one to another. They didn't give proper respect one to the other. And Tana Kula Meitu Mi Pesach V'Yadatzeret. And when did they all die? Specifically this time period, from Pesach until Shavuot, 24,000 students, 12,000 pairs of students of Rabbi Akiva, they die because they don't accord proper respect one to another. That's why we have all these different mourning practices during Sfirat HaOmer. So let me ask you a question. In what way did they not accord proper respect one to another? I have a difficult time imagining that it was all from their Yetzer Hara, that they were petty, that they were lowly, that they were envious, that they were jealous of one another. It's possible. It's just not what I would guess. I would guess that the students learning the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Akiva were on an incredibly high level, both in their relationship with Hashem, but also in their relationship with other people. What I think might have been more likely, although again, I can't say, I wasn't there, is that much of the kavod that they didn't give one another came from their Yetzer HaTov, came from the good place, so to speak, that came from their quote-unquote altruism, that they said to themselves that a student of Rabbi Akiva should look like this, should behave in this way. And when they saw someone who fell short, it's not because they were petty or jealous or anything like that. It's because they felt that that person didn't meet the necessary standard, in a good way, from the Yetzer HaTov. That's what I would guess is where they fell short. Not because they were just jealous, because they were, you know, they wanted to make a funny joke or anything like that. It came from a good place. It came from this Yetzer HaTov. But what do we find? That look how dangerous that type of sinah could be. That if there was hatred there, and I don't know that there was, we just know that there wasn't proper kavod between one another, but look how dangerous that could be. Similarly, each and every one of us, right? We look around and we know sometimes when we don't like another person, when we feel like, I don't like that guy so much, oftentimes it's because of our own flaws, right? We're jealous of something that they said that they have. We're jealous of a certain status that they have in the community, right? It's something that we're lacking, and we recognize that, and we sort of have it in check to whatever extent. But there are other times where we really look down at other people, and we say, you know what? They're not living up to this standard. They aren't keeping the Torah and the mitzvot the way I think that they're supposed to. And we sort of justify it by claiming that it comes from this altruism. It comes from this idea that we want to be connected to Hashem, and we care so much about the Jewish people, and because this person isn't living up to the standard, I can look down on them. I can have feelings of animosity or disdain towards such a person. We have to remember that it's never, ever okay. The Panim Yafot says, Bilvavecha, lo tisnad achicha bilvavecha. With either approach, it's absolutely forbidden. With either approach, it's absolutely destructive. We have to stay away. Specifically now, Ben Pesach La'atzeret, this is such a beautiful message, something for us to hold on to, something for us to work on, to correct those midot, to learn from the students of Rabbi Akiva, and to say that we never, ever, ever harbor feelings of disdain. We never, ever despise or, God forbid, hate another Jewish person, no matter what the motivation is. Let's work on that so that not only will we fix the mistake of the students of Rabbi Akiva, but as we come to finally accept the Torah again on the holiday of Shavuot, we could say that, yes, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, that we made sure to work on ourselves first and we could properly accept the Torah in full. Shabbat Shalom.